how much of the success or lack of success here will run through their quarterback, Russell Wilson?
Well, I think an awful lot of it will, for sure. I mean, it always has. So, the team, they got set, they went 7-9 the first 2 years of Pete Carroll before he got here, and they haven't had a losing season since then. So Russell's been immensely important, and he always will be. So, for sure, it's the best thing this team has had going for it the last few years, is knowing that you've got a quarterback who not only, can do the things he does, but also, plays in the style that they like him to play and is careful with the ball. And then he's durable. He doesn't get hurt. So, that's another big thing, is kind of being able to be out there all the time.
Bob, we saw a switch last year in the season when they really started to run the ball. Of course, Chris Carson and now Rashad Penny, the team drafted in the first round last year, look like they'll be split into carries. Is that a game plan you look to see continuing this season?
Yeah, some of it was a matter of circumstance. I mean, it's what they were better at. They had injuries at receiver. Doug Baldwin, didn't play in the preseason last year, then got hurt early in the first game. So you take your leading receiver and you really diminish what he could do. They had a line that was better at run blocking, and it's largely the same line. So, it'll make sense to keep doing that way. I think ideally, they would like to throw it a little bit more, and you saw them take three receivers in the draft and two fairly high in the draft to try to, replenish the receiving core and get back to being able to do that more. But there's no doubt, that's Pete Carroll style. I mean, that's how, when they won the Super Bowl in 2013, they ran it more than they did last year. It's what Pete likes to do, is just have a good defense. Don't make mistakes, make the other team make mistakes. And Pete thinks part of that is being able to run it well. And then if you can get a lead in the second half, you're able to just run run the game out by running the ball and not having to continue to throw it. And you just think they'll make fewer mistakes that way. So for sure, they're always going to want to keep doing that. And having Carson and Penny being able to lead a good running attack that way is definitely going to be a big emphasis for them this year.
You mentioned the offensive line there. Mike Iupati comes over from the Arizona Cardinals. Of course, he had four straight Pro Bowl appearances with the 49ers. How's he looked, and is he staying healthy so far?
Yeah, we haven't seen him. He hasn't looked anything because we haven't seen him at all. He's been injured for basically all of training camp. We got word today that he recently suffered a recurrence of a calf injury. He's had a foot issue. So I don't know when we're going to see him on the field. So Ethan Posick has been starting at the left guard spot in place of Iupati. That's the only change. So the rest of the offensive line is the same as it was at the end of last season. And Posick was the guy, obviously, in his third year, who was there last year. So, I think they feel pretty good about Posick if they've got to go with him. But they did sign Iupati to start there. So they're going to hope that he can make it back at some point.
Bob Condotta of the Seattle Times joining us here on the Jason Gregor Show. Looking at the receivers, you mentioned the team drafted three. How's DK Metcalf looking out there? And is there a chance that he could be an option as maybe a sleeper fantasy player?
Well, I don't know if he's going to be a sleeper, because I think people really, I think he's on everybody's radar after, the combine he had and kind of being one of the big stories of the draft and all of that. But he didn't have the greatest preseason opener. He only had one catch, but he had a couple that just went off his fingertips that were, close to being big games. He had another potential game that was called back due to a penalty. I think he's really close to being that. He obviously got an awful lot of hype early on for how he looked in some of the practices. Rookies inevitably sort of level off a little bit, and I think he'll be one of those guys who'll have some really productive games, and then probably have some games where he's quieter. It sort of appears that the Tyler Lockett, Jerron Brown, and David Moore are still basically their starting three receivers. But Metcalf is sort of the next guy up, and you see him rotate in with the starters from time to time. So he's certainly going to play a lot, and he's going to be a big factor in their, a big guy in their game plans every week for sure.
Well, when you look at the defensive side of the ball, the Legion of Boom, all but gone from Seattle, but a lot of nice young talent. How do you expect that to play out for them this season?
Yeah, it is interesting. I think in general, people feel like this is a team that maybe the offense is ahead of the defense right now. But, if they get everybody healthy and all that, I think the defense has a chance to be better than it was last year. They really struggled against the run last year, basically the worst run defending team in the NFL. They were good at forcing turnovers, though, so that helped a lot. But Bobby Wagner just kind of got back into pads today. If you get him back out there, if they get Ziggy Ansah healthy by the first week of the season, there's still some question about that. But, that's your top two highest paid defensive guys, and we haven't seen them really do anything in training camp so far. But if you get those guys out there, and I think they'll each other. Wagner for sure will be ready week one, and they're still hopeful Ansah will be. That'll help quite a bit, and it'll look a lot better. And the other big question is going to be the secondary. At the moment, if I had to guess, I think it'll be the same starting four that we saw most of last season, with Tedrick Thompson being the free safety along with Bradley McDougal. Maybe that has a chance to be a little bit better too. They certainly had some inconsistency in their secondary last year, with a lot of young guys and a lot of guys playing substantially for the first time. I think they're hoping that experience and all that will help smooth a lot of that out this year.
Bob, one of the biggest stories from the 2018 draft was Shaquem Griffin, who of course has amniotic band syndrome, had his left hand amputated, got into some games last year. Of course, how's he looking in camp, and is there a chance for an expanded role?
So he's another one that just had some injury issues suddenly, and I don't know if he's going to play Sunday in Minnesota or not. He was not at practice today, hurt his knee in the preseason opener, didn't play a whole lot in that game, hasn't really practiced much this week. So we'll see where he is with that. I don't know if he's going to have an expanded role. He's going to have a tough time earning much playing time on the defense. They've got a really set linebacking core with Michael Kendricks, Bobby Wagner, and KJ Wright. And he's not going to beat any of those guys out. While they were using him in ways, they kind of talked in the spring about using him in ways to get him on the field in some pressure packages. But they're not really a team that's ever done that. Pete Carroll has never just taken starting linebackers off the field to just put another guy in for a few plays. So I'd be sort of surprised if we saw that happen a lot. They did it for about two or three plays last year to get Griffin on the field a couple of times, but. I really don't know that they'll do that a ton, and especially again, Kendricks, Wagner, and Wright are all making a lot of money. So I think they're going to lean on those guys at linebacker. But if Shaquem makes the team, he'd be a backup linebacker and be a guy who can be a core special teams player for him again.
Bob, I've got to ask you, make a prediction for this group as they head into what will be a season in a couple weeks.
I mean, your guess is as good as mine, I guess. I think the Rams are, there's so many unknowns still. I mean, are they going to have Ansah? Will the pass rush be able to come around? What are we going to see out of the receiving core and the young guys? And are they going to be able to kind of take on the role that the team needs them to? Doug Baldwin is going to be a big guy to have to replace. He was, the number one target even last year when he missed a bunch of games. He was still led the team at the end of the year in red zone targets and third down targets. So, there's going to be a lot there to have to get done. So, we'll see. I think as long as you got Russell Wilson and you've got a chance to be really competitive every week. So I think 9 or 10 wins is certainly doable again, but they've got to have a lot of things go right.
Well, Bob, I really appreciate the breakdown. We look forward to seeing how the season rolls out for Russell Wilson and company this year.
Okay. All right. Thanks.